All right. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Math Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, and with me today is Christopher Birch of Modiphius Press or Modiphius Games?
Modiphius Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
I mean, whatever. It's all fine.
Modiphius Entertainment. So, and you guys are probably best known these days for Our Time Cthulhu, which was a hugely successful Kickstarter you guys ran recently.
Yeah, it kind of ran away with us a bit. Never quite expected it to go that far. I mean, I always remember stories of people saying, well, you know, you get sort of caught out trying to think of stretch goals for the next level. And we thought we'd covered ourselves as far as we thought it would go, but it went a lot further than that. So,
is that daunting at all? I mean, I've only run small Kickstarters. Everything I've done has been less than $5,000. And you guys, £177,000, I think that's a little over $200K in that.
Yeah, I think we were the, it was about $270K, I think. So we were like the fifth biggest role-playing Kickstarter.
Did you ever expect this to happen?
No. I mean, I was spending ages juggling the numbers thinking, you know, should our target be 9,000, or maybe I can get it to 8,500. That seems a bit more realistic. And, we did that in the first 26 hours. It was insane. Because I was looking at other reasonable sort of Savage Worlds and Cthulhu Kickstarters, and, you know, a lot of people sometimes struggle to get to 10,000. And, you know, I didn't want to expect that we'd, you know, fund the first book, let alone fund loads more. So we kind of we had a whole list of books that we were planning to do at some point anyway, so that they just started going into the mix. And then we got to the point where we just thought, actually we're doing too many books, and I wanted to do the miniatures because I knew there was a lot of fans of miniatures, and I love them too. And it got a bit crazy at the end, and we started looking at plastics, but we only got as far as funding the kind of development of plastics. So that's something we're kind of looking at with some factories, and which is probably a good thing. It was, you know, starting to get a bit silly at the end, but you know, the great thing is we've got the resources now to focus a really good team on delivering all those books, and it's given us the ability to give everyone so much more value for money. I mean, for the £35 PDF master bonus level, people get about 2,000 pages of PDFs, which is, I think it's got to be one of the best values.
So are you guys going to be fulfilling rewards on this for the next couple of years?
No, with about a year. Okay. So most of a large chunk of that is people either just getting the two books or going for the PDFs. And that's just the Investigators and Keeper's Guide. And those will all go out in September, along with, there's a big chunk of miniatures and floor tiles and dice and these limited edition books that we did and these really nice Investigators bags. All that stuff going out in September. And then we've got a series of books staggered between September and March.
Hey, and I probably got ahead of us. There might be some folks who aren't familiar with what exactly Our Time Cthulhu is. Could you give them the quick elevator pitch?
Sure. So Our Time Cthulhu is World War II with tentacles. It's the easiest thing. It's basically what happens when you mix H.P. Lovecraft's influence with tales of heroism and the secret war. In World War II, it's Black Sun and Section D, you know, secret agents trying to foil the dastardly plans of the Nazis. But woven in amongst those stories, you've got Cthulhu and his minions using the chaos and madness of the war to further their own goals. And it's not just the Nazis that are doing it for him. It's, you know, foolish allies, you know, people all over the world are making the mistake that gives Cthulhu the opportunity he needs to expand his influence in our world. And so the heroes on both sides, and you also can play resistance within the Third Reich as well. Heroic characters from both sides can step up and and take their part. And it can be played in a very serious and dark tone with Call of Cthulhu, or in a more pulpy form using the Savage Worlds rules. You get both sets of rules in the core books and all the expansions. And then we also did fund a Fate version of the two core books, the Keeper's Guide and Investigator's Guide.
Yeah, kudos for you guys for doing multiple rule systems. I know some publishers shy away from that, but you guys kind of embraced it. It looks like it's working pretty well for you.
I mean, I've got a background in video games, and I mean, it's a lot more expensive to make a PlayStation version of an Xbox game. But the principle is you effectively double your audience. And it's a lot easier to do a Savage Worlds version of a Call of Cthulhu game. I mean, you are talking maybe about 5%. About 20% of the text, the rules text generally, has changed. And that's not a massive amount of work. And if you're selling in PDF, that's very easy to do. And I'm amazed more publishers haven't done it, because it just gives more fans the opportunity to play in your world. And let's face it, not everyone loves Call of Cthulhu and not everyone loves Savage Worlds. And you can't force people to take up a new rule system because your game is that amazing. And so we have to, you know, try and meet people in the middle. And we felt those two systems were, you know, the most popular and gave people the, you know, the obvious, the way in. And then the Fate was the sort of tip to the, you know, the kind of newer style of mechanics, with the storytelling mechanics. So.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your Kickstarter page right now, and gotta say, those are some cool looking miniatures you guys have added.
Yeah. We've got these great guys, Clockwork Goblin Miniatures, who appeared a couple of years ago in the UK. Very talented designers, really know what they're doing with the sculpting and molding. And we'd been talking about doing some stuff together. They were already working on a 15 mil range of Weird War 2 miniatures and their own rule system, and bizarrely enough, they actually sculpt at 28 mil and to get the sort of a high resolution 15 mil figure. So the tools were all in place, and it was quite easy to get up and running. And I've always wanted to do some miniatures, and this gave us the opportunity to do so. And it meant we tapped into a lot of new fans that, you know, weren't really bothered about the role playing game, but, you know, you offer them some great miniatures, and it gives them a good excuse to buy in.
Yeah, speaking of reaching fans beyond the role-playing audience, I didn't realize you had a board game from the same setting.
Yes, yeah. That was... I'm really into working with other companies. And so we did one crossover with Interface Zero, which was another Kickstarter that was finishing just as we started. And so we came up with the idea... the guys at Interface Zero actually suggested, why don't we do a sort of a mash-up book rather than just promote each other. So we came up with this idea of doing Interface 19.40, which is the sort of the backstory of sort of cybernetics in World War II, and what happens when the Mythos gets involved in those experiments from us, like with an adventure. And that started the ball rolling with a whole load of mashups, like with Godlike and Dust, Paolo Parenti's Dust, and other projects. And Heroes of Normandy was this awesome Hollywood-style board game that was also a Kickstarter, running pretty much alongside us. And I love board games, especially sort of like tactical war games. And this was like really fun and pulpy. And I pitched them the idea about doing a Cthulhu crossover, and they loved the idea. So not only did they do a stretch goal that they hit, which gave everyone a sort of mini Acton Cthulhu set of heroes and monsters and some scenarios, but we also agreed to do a board game, an expansion board game for the Heroes of Normandy game system, which will be out at Christmas. So it's really exciting what we're doing there.
You guys, I'm really impressed with that. I never heard of you guys before about 18 months ago, and then
I know. Well, we started with the Zero Point campaign for Acton Cthulhu in May last year, I think, and that did really, really well. I think, you know, a combination of great writing from Sarah Neaton, fantastic layout from Mikhail Ekros. You know, there's been very few Call of Cthulhu products in full color, especially in PDF. Mm-hmm. It really stood out as quality product. And, you know, we did a lot of promotion and just really got under a lot of people's skin, held them about. And it worked. So.
All right, so lots of stuff going on. Cthulhu, Cthulhu. And if folks want to check it out, RPG Now, they can pick up the PDFs for the Zero Point campaign.
That's right. And we're still letting people join into the Kickstarter
up really?
Until June the 1st.
How so?
Well, we've kind of decided to keep the door open because a lot of people, you know, it's like, you know, they didn't get paid in time or, you know, they were backing something else. And, you know, we just felt because we didn't need to close down orders to finalize numbers on some of the key things until the first week of June. So we figured, well, let's give more people the chance to get on board and take part.
Oh, okay. So people want to get into it. Where should I go to do that?
Just go to either they can message us through the Acton Cthulhu Kickstarter page, or they can just go to modifius.com and message us through there, and we'll let them know how to take part.
And that is modiphius
for anyone who
wants to.
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't get the umlaut into the URL. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
So, in addition to Acton Cthulhu, you guys are. You're doing all kinds of stuff. We mentioned you're doing a Mutant Chronicles RPG.
Yeah,
before the show.
Rebooting the whole role-playing line, starting this winter. And again, whilst we were doing our Kickstarter, another English company, Prodos, were rebooting the Warzone war game side to Mutant Chronicles, and they're launching this. Summer with the rule book and you know, various ranges of miniatures. So that's exciting because they're laying some great groundwork for us. And then our vision of the Mutant Chronicles new role-playing game will launch in the winter. And we're taking a new sort of angle on it because there's a great storyline. It was a massive game system in the 90s. It was like rivaling Games Workshop. They had video games. They had a card game in 15 languages. They had a big range of role-playing game books, the Warzone miniatures line. They had 3 board games. It was crazy. So, and then they had a movie out a few years ago in 2008, which a lot of the fans hated, but the amazing thing is they still had a movie out, which was very few role-playing games get that far.
Has anyone besides, it was like D&D, wait, there was a Warhammer 40K movie, a Dan Ebb that wrote it. It was directed to DVD.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not a kind of Hollywood-style film. So, yeah, there's very few. And, you know, pretty much any time a property like that, you know, even video games pretty much suck at the cinemas.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way Hollywood works. It changes things. They don't care. But anyway, so it's been a big property, and we got the chance to relaunch the role-playing game because the last time someone tried was, I think, in the early 2000s, you know, about 6-7 years ago, and it didn't work. And I knew the guys behind it, and we came up with a great story and a pitch to them, and we're really unraveling the whole storyline. It was a bit broken. It was missing a lot of kind of reasons why things happen. There was a lot of holes in the storyline. Like, they never explained how to fly around in spaceships, for example. And it's very much this diesel punk sort of 50s style sci-fi technology with an evil force ravaging the solar system and different corporations, you know, fighting each other and the evil. There's a lot of kind of sort of diesel punk style investigations in broken cities and as well as sort of war-torn fighting. And it's just got a lot of angles, which are fantastic.
So if folks want to know more about that, I mean, that hasn't launched yet. You guys are still in development cycle on that, correct?
That's right. We're literally doing some playtests. We've been doing some internal playtests over the last couple of weeks. We're on a kind of fourth iteration of the internal rules. We're hoping to get to the point. We just did a big survey of a lot of fans. So several hundred replies, people telling us what they thought about the old system, what they didn't like, what they did like. And so the idea is it's going to be based on the old system and with a lot of new ideas built in. So a lot of what people loved, as well as sort of refining it. And we should be in a kind of open play test middle of next month, which people can join in if they want.
Okay.
So, and then we should have something out for Christmas.
So keep checking modifius.com, look for the open play test.
Yeah, and there's going to be an awesome demo to play on our stand at Gen Con.
Okay. Oh, you guys can be at Gen Con crossing the pond. Excellent.
We will, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at your website and realizing you have so many games you guys are into. We probably can't talk about them all on the podcast.
There's a lot of great ideas there. I mean, we've parked some of them. There's stuff that's tied in with Acton Cthulhu, for example, with a game called One War, which is our kind of card-based introductory war game to use with our miniatures or any other miniatures you've got. And that got wrapped into the Kickstarter. There's a few other projects. Cogs, Cakes, and Sword Sticks, which is a very fun, easy-to-play steampunk sci-fi role-playing game that is about to come out.
Oh, really? When's that going to be released?
In about a week's time.
Oh, excellent. So people look at RPG Now for that.
Yeah.
That's a great title.
It's beautiful and fantastic artwork, very sort of stylized steampunk artwork. That's by Lynn Hardy, who's the lead writer and editor on Acton Cthulhu.
Excellent. And we mentioned before the podcast, I want to point out, because these are pretty cool, you got a couple webcomics up as well.
Yes. Forest of Fear, which is also based in the Acton Cthulhu universe. And myself and a friend of mine, Nick Fallon, who's a games designer, and he works in the video games field as well, and he's a great photographer, and we also play a lot of war games. So he said, wouldn't it be great to take some cool pictures of our miniatures? So we came up with this sort of rough story of these U.S. infantry on a special mission into occupied territory, and of course it's an ambush, and they're in this ancient over sort of forest surrounding a ruined monastery, and they're being pursued through the forest by the Black Sun troopers and various evil creatures, and it's loosely set within the universe, and we're using a lot of the new miniatures. We will be using a lot of the new miniatures that we've now designed. We've had some cool creatures made from scratch by a designer in America for use in the comic. We've got a really cool scenic designer over in Greece who's been building us this really beautiful looking ancient ruins, and he's been building us some older ones city ruins, and really cool stuff. So we're going to have great fun, and we've been sort of slowly perfecting this sort of dry ice effect to give it this sort of weird misty look. And the first one was very much an experiment. It's just like fun, you know, not really taking it seriously. But we've had kind of a couple thousand downloads now already and great feedback. So we're definitely going to be continuing that and improving on the layout and the design and having great fun with it.
And if folks want to see Forest of Fear, either on RPG Now to search for Forest of Fear, or like everything else is on modifius.com.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, cool. And one thing I'm seeing on your website I'm just curious about, because the name is Sumerian Space.
That's my friend Nick's game. It's soon to be launching as a Facebook game.
Okay.
It's a free-to-play 3D shooter where you can pilot your ship around in the universe from space station to space station, trading goods and fighting pirates and aliens. And we're going to be doing a role-playing game setting for Savage Worlds based on the universe.
I've never seen an actual 3D shooter incorporated into Facebook before. That's really
It uses new HTML5 technology. So
okay, you heard about that.
All kinds of cool 3D games. So he's going to be launching a demo, and I think they're doing a Kickstarter later next year, but they've already got a working demo that is great fun.
Oh, cool.
And it's got this beautiful kind of plug and play, like you can drag things onto your ship, different weapons and stuff like that. But it's really fun.
Awesome. Well, Ed, I wish you guys the best of luck, and you're really exploding all over the gaming scene. I'm eager to see what you guys do in the next couple of years.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, you know, a lot of hard work ahead, and we've been working long hours up until now, but, you know, that's the only way you can do it, really. So it's all down to people who supported us at Kickstarter that we've got here, and we've got the ability to bring some of these games out now. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking time to talk to us, Chris. Anything else you want to cover before we call?
No, that's all. We've got main things are we've got the playtest starting for Mutant Chronicles soon, so if people want to get involved in that, come and let us know. You can still get on board with the Kickstarter until 1st of June.
Okay.
It's the deadline. And Steampunk Game Cogs comes out in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, sounds good. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks.